Good afternoon, everybody. I jumped the gun a little bit there. They had to throw in that Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everybody. Today is November 3rd, 2016. I am the iPragmatist. My name is Dan, and I don't have any show really put together today necessarily, but I'm known to speak off the cuff, and I speak non-politically correct. I tend to swear a bit, and if that's offensive to you, you might as well not listen to my radio program. I'm going to try to clean it up a bit. I'm actually trying to get a bit more serious about what I do. If you listen to any of my previous shows, you will know that I can tend to say some pretty profane things, and I'll try not to do that as much, not because I care if people are offended, because I really don't care if you are offended. And as a matter of fact, I think we all could use a dose of being offended once in a while. And that is about where I stand with all of what I'm about to talk about. Anyway, I'm just throwing out some ideas today about the upcoming election. And I tend to talk about all kinds of things. And I'm a history buff of sorts. Also, I will go back in time and talk about things that happened in the past. And I'm called a conspiracy theorist, which I think is hilarious, actually, because it seems this day and age, it's okay to call other people names, but I have to get rid of my cat. It seems that if I call somebody a name, and I'm not talking something that's really offensive, I might call somebody an idiot or something, and people might get upset about that. But if I'm called a conspiracy theorist, I and people who believe in the things that we believe in don't tend to get as offended as others do when they are called names of any sort. And that, I think, is incredibly ironic. It's hypocritical. I'm going to speak to such things, which I have in the past in my radio programs, and I will continue to do so. Anyway, I dropped from being a premium member on this Blog Talk Radio show, so I can only do half-hour programs from here on out. I used to do hour programs, but I guess it really doesn't matter. I don't know how many people listen to my program anyway. I know one or two actually do. And anyway, I'm trying to get a bit more serious so that I'm not as offensive and I might be more interesting to listen to by people who care to hear profanity. But I will still use profanity, especially at times if I get passionate about some issue. And I will go back in time and jar your memories. I mean, just one thing I was thinking about recently, for example, was Fukushima. And there are all kinds of things we don't hear anything more about. I mean, I even thought about the supposed shooting of Gabby Giffords. I think she was a senator or congresswoman, whichever. And six years ago, whatever. She was supposedly shot by Jared Loughner. And I never saw in the news, and I followed that quite closely, actually, that whole situation in the news. And I never saw anything about his going to court and whatever. And I looked up not too long ago and found out supposedly he's in some prison somewhere, some mental prison, mental hospital prison. And that was never reported that I knew of in the news. And I find this stuff to be unusual. The guy who, don't remember his name, who went into the theater where they were showing the Batman movie, going back again a few years, and you really didn't hear anything about him either. And we saw pictures of him with his orange hair while in court and that kind of thing. But we, as far as I know, I never really heard if he was convicted, and maybe it was in the news and I just didn't catch it, but it sure didn't seem to make any kind of headlines, because I do tend to follow headlines. And It's just where I'm going with this is I will go back in time a number of years, and I will from time to time bring up things that have happened in the past and talk about how those things relate to what's going on now and how we maybe had false flags and things way back and way before we even knew that there were such things as false flags. And if you don't know what a false flag is, look it up. It's when we're told something happened that really didn't happen, but everybody believes it, like Sandy Hook shooting of those children in Sandy Hook in Connecticut. That was a joke. That never happened, but most people won't believe that. They almost need to believe it, but trust me, Sandy Hook shooting never happened. And if you look back and look up the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and that was back, it is what supposedly caused the beginning of the Vietnam War, which was just an absolutely tragic war that happened, and hundreds of thousands of American men and women were slaughtered, as were tremendous, maybe millions of North Vietnamese and Cambodians. It was just senseless slaughter. And the Gulf of Tonkin incident supposedly was when North Korean ships fired on an American ship in the Gulf of Tonkin out near Vietnam. And it was later admitted, and this is only going back maybe 10 years ago, Robert McFarlane, who was the defense secretary, whatever his position was under, I forget who he was under. I don't think it was Kennedy. But anyway, the war started because of him, essentially, and he died not too long ago. And before he died, he came out with memoirs and admitted that the Gulf of Tonkin incident wasn't true. It didn't actually happen, but our government used that as a pretext to actually declare war on North Korea, and then that, again, ensued, with the result being millions of people dead, including hundreds of thousands, if not more, of American men and women. And just a sheer tragedy, just an awful thing to have had happened, especially when it was started because of something that didn't actually happen. North Koreans didn't deserve what they got. But anyway, that's how our government works, and other governments as well. So anyway, getting back to what I was talking about at the beginning here, I'd almost like to say I'm perplexed about some things, but I'm not, because I'm pretty jaded these days. I'm very thick-skinned, and I'm pretty cynical, I guess, in people's eyes. I don't know that I consider myself cynical. I can understand where people would think I was cynical, but I think I'm a realist. That's why I call myself a pragmatist. A pragmatist is just somebody who is practical. And when something happens, when I hear about a shooting in, say, Ferguson, Missouri, I don't immediately jump to an emotional state and start yelling at people and calling for killing of cops and all this other stuff. I mean, it's just emotion. We need to keep emotion in check, but that's what most people these days, or many people anyway, don't seem to be able to do. And when it's reported in the media, there are things that we know never happened, like the Sandy Hook shooting. Supposedly there were 17 people, I think, who were killed in the Sandy Hook school in Connecticut, Newtown, I think, Connecticut, and by Adam Lanza, who was a young kid and who probably really didn't even exist. And the proof is there. I don't even have to explain it. Look up Sandy Hook shooting, false flag. And just really read into it, keep an open mind, and after a while, if you have any brain cells at all, you will come to the realization that shooting never occurred, but the governments in this country used that to start the anti-gun legislation once again. They want to take our guns, and going back in history, if you look at a lot of the major slaughters in countries in the past, and we're talking places like Cambodia, where a leader named Pol Pot killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of his own people, Stalin in Russia, Hitler in Germany, Mao Zedong in China, Idi Amin in Uganda, and on, some of those leaders disarmed their own populations. And once their populations were disarmed, they then went about slaughtering the people in their own countries who they didn't like. So here we are, one of the fewest last countries to have gun laws where we can have guns, and the government here is trying to take our guns away. Now, you can look at that and say, well, we don't need guns anymore, but maybe we do. I mean, think about that. Think about once populations had their guns taken away, a lot of the populations around the world where guns were taken away, many people were then incarcerated or slaughtered by their own governments. And we have to have a very honest and open debate about whether the people in our supposed government are trying to do the same thing to us, or are they actually really trying to protect us? I think it's probably a combination of the two. So anyway, getting to the election now, Hillary Clinton, for example, she's a person who does want to get rid of guns. Now, I could say I'm in awe over how popular Hillary is. But again, just knowing the people who support her, the types of people who support her, that knowing, understanding the mindset of the people who support somebody like Hillary, that then makes me realize that I'm not in awe that so many people would be voting for Hillary. It becomes very apparent that anybody who would vote for Hillary can't understand at all who Hillary is, what she has done, and what she's going to do to all of us in this country. If you're a Hillary supporter, you can't have any clue about who she is, what she's done, or what she's about to do. You can't have any idea. You can't, because if you did, some of you would still vote for Hillary because you're as hateful as she is. And I'm going to go off on Hillary over the next few days. I'm going to do some radio programs. I'm going to get more serious about this. I'll probably do one show a day, which is all I'm entitled to, actually, under a free membership here. But Hillary has been responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, including world leaders, hundreds of thousands of children, her people in her own cabinet, her husband's cabinet when Bill Clinton was in the White House when he was president. There are some 220 people who were associated with the Clintons who mysteriously died while the Clintons were in office. And if you look up Clinton administration deaths, if you Google that, you'll come across all kinds of people's names. Again, some 200 people, I think, 220 or something. And quite a few of these people had very mysterious causes of death. Vince Foster, look him up. He was a very close member of the Clintons, of Bill Clinton's cabinet. He was quite close to the Clintons, knew a lot about them, and he ended up dead. And if I remember correctly, it may not have been him necessarily, but I believe it was Vince Foster. I think he was the one who ended up with two bullets in the back of his head or in his back or something. And the coroner listed him as having committed suicide. And there were quite a few deaths, again, under the Clintons, where they had bullets, shotgun blasts to their chests. And the coroners, again, put down on as the cause of death that it was suicide. I mean, it's you look up any kind of causes of death, suicides, and Google suicides and read into how people tend to commit suicides. I mean, they use a gun, they'll tend to put a gun in their mouth or to the side of their head or the back of his, maybe the back of the head. I don't know. But people don't put shotguns to their chests. I mean, they just don't do it. It may have happened before, but too many mysterious deaths have happened around the Clintons. Now, I'll be talking about Benghazi. I mean, that in and of itself is a pretty bad situation. But I find it interesting, really interesting at this point. I don't know a whole lot what to think about this situation, but FBI Director Comey just all of a sudden came out a day or two ago with new revelations about Hillary Clinton, what she had done with the email server, the private email server that she had, and WikiLeaks. And some of you may say, oh God, I knew he was going to bring up WikiLeaks. But WikiLeaks to me is, I was first offended when I heard what WikiLeaks was doing. I felt that they were compromising American security. And that's what I was being fed by the media, especially mainstream media. And I, with Julian Assange, I have since come to realize that Julian Assange and Ed Snowden and others are actually legitimate patriots who are trying to save this country against people like Hillary and Obama and an awful lot of other people. I'm not an Obama either. You'll hear that if you go back in my older radio programs or listen to programs I'm going to be doing in the future here. These people have done things behind our backs, and that's stuff that I know about and the average person out there doesn't know about, and therefore I can understand why somebody would like Obama or Hillary, because they, in front of a camera, they seem really nice. But when you read about the things they say behind the scenes, the things they do behind the scenes, the things they've done to fuck over this country, for example, these people are hideous. They are here to enrich themselves. They are here to destroy the middle class in this country, which we don't need. You destroy middle class of any country, and that country will collapse. And that's what they're trying to do. And you can say, Dan, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. What an idiot this guy's got to be. First off, understand, I'm not a Republican and I'm not conservative. I don't have a political affiliation. And you'll know that if you listen to other programs that I do. I tend to bring that up in the beginning of my diatribes. But it's beyond me to understand how the average person in this country wouldn't be able to just every once in a while sit back and say, wait a minute, Obama just said something, but he did something differently. He's lied about pretty much everything he ever talked about since being in office. And I'm pretty disturbed by this stuff. I'm really disturbed, actually. And anyway, I can't say I'm a Trump supporter, although there isn't a whole lot that I can find out about Trump that puts him in a bad light. I mean, there are things here and there. I mean, I saw him on a David Letterman show. There was a video clip I caught somewhere on YouTube or whatever, where he was talking about how he wanted to bring jobs back to America, whatever. And David Letterman had a whole bunch of suit ties, ties that you wear with your suit jackets for going to work and that kind of thing. Anyway, they were Trump ties, and they were made in China. So David Letterman was breaking Trump's balls on the David Letterman show, and Trump shrugged it off basically. And I didn't catch the whole thing. I just saw that bit of a clip. And so he's done some things. I mean, he's not perfect, but, when you compare him, he's a self-made guy. He's employed an awful lot of people. Yeah, he could have paid him more money or whatever, but you look at somebody like Hillary. I mean, she really hasn't employed anybody. She hasn't started any businesses. I mean, she's a parasite of the American people. I mean, she's another one of these people. They run for government, and they make ungodly amounts of money. I mean, the Clintons are worth millions, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions. We'll never know. And you look at what the Clinton Foundation did to the people in Haiti. Look that up. And I forget when the hurricane came through. It was 5 or 10 years ago. There was just a terrible hurricane went across Haiti and absolutely decimated the people on that island, that country of Haiti. And the Clinton Foundation, which is made up of Bill and Hillary Clinton, they went and collected money from people around the world and were supposed to then give that money to the people in Haiti to help them rebuild their cities and get fresh water again and start growing food again and rebuild buildings so they'd have government and police and rebuild their infrastructure and that kind of thing. And basically, the Clintons didn't give them any money. And as a matter of fact, there was out of, I think, something like $1 billion was collected to help the Haitians, the people in Haiti, and some $500 million went missing. And you didn't hear about that in the mainstream media, but it's the truth. And as a matter of fact, another bad hurricane just went through Haiti. And this is recently, this is about, I don't know, a couple, 2, 3 months ago. And the Clinton Foundation once again came forward and said, "Hey, we'll be the ones. We'll collect the money from people around the world and help the Haitians again." And it was reported that people in Haiti were absolutely livid that the Clinton Foundation was being considered by the world community, including the UN, as again being the sponsor of collecting the money and giving it to the Haitians because they're not going to give them that money. And that's what Bill and Hillary Clinton do. And that's Hillary Clinton in a nutshell. There are a lot of other things that I'm going to talk about as far as what she's done. Now, an interesting thing, I tend to try to make predictions. All right. There are certain things I know and certain things I have intuitions about. And when I have intuitions, I'm pretty darn close to correct an awful lot of the time. I don't make bets. I'm not a betting man. I'm not going to sit back and say I know everything and I can figure it all out. I can't. I'm just another guy, but I seem to have a way of looking at things as they are, and I can then start to play mental chess with myself, if you will. If you ever play chess, you're looking, somebody makes a move, your opponent makes a move on the chessboard. You have to not only look at where each one of your pieces can now be moved, you have to be thinking in terms of what will that person then do if I make this move, or what is this person trying to do? How can I stop that person from doing that? That's what I do when I hear about news stories about somebody like Hillary Clinton. I'll hear something about how she wants to ban guns, and I'll be sitting back and I'll be thinking, okay, well, I remember her saying that she is in support of what's called Agenda 21 and what's called the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that Obama signed into law, which will just devastate the incomes of people in the United States, those of us who are still working. And it's a real bad scenario. So I start thinking in terms of this, why would she want to ban guns? I mean, she's taking away our ability. They've basically destroyed our economy. And Hillary's talking about raising taxes on the middle class. If there's any one thing we don't fucking need to have happen is to have more taxes on the middle class. If anything, tax the wealthy, thing they never do. They talk about it, but Warren Buffett, look him up. He pays less percentage of his income in taxes than his own secretaries do, and they make a tiny fraction of the money he does. And he even comes out and says the system is so corrupt that he doesn't have to pay as much as a percentage of his income in taxes because the government doesn't require him to do so. So in other words, you and I might go out, and let's say we make $50,000 a year each. And let's say Warren Buffett makes $10 million a year. He makes, I think, a lot more than that, Bill Gates, all of them. He might pay 10% of his income in taxes, but we will end up paying 30, 40%, maybe higher in taxes of our own incomes. So in other words, we make 50% and we get taxed 40% of our incomes. I mean, we're paying what it was that worked out to be $20,000 or whatever of our incomes. We have to pay an income tax. I mean, it's insane. He should be paying the 40 and 50% of his income. We should only be paying the 10% of our taxes, of our income in taxes. The whole system's upside down, and the politicians make sure it's upside down, as do the very powerful people in the world, like the Warren Buffetts and the George Soroses and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, all these very exceptionally powerful people. Make sure that you and I and others in the middle class are never able to do really well for ourselves. There's a lower class, middle class, and upper class. They're destroying the middle class. We're basically ending up with an upper class and a lower class. And anybody who's out there, like I feel I am, in the maybe lower middle class, once they do the damage that they plan on doing, and this includes Hillary, she's going to continue devastating the middle class. She admits it, and people who want to vote for her just don't seem to listen. But once the middle class is gone, you can kiss your decent job goodbye. You might as well just kiss it goodbye. And that's just such an unfortunate thing, because that is going to happen. And it's been bad enough under Obama. I know there are an awful lot of people out there who think he's done a great job and they love him and whatever. But I'll tell you something. I've been coming across an awful lot of reports, and